You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. I'm Shazmin Shamsuddin, and on this show today, I've got Ruth Liu, child developmentalist and educational director for the Malaysian Child Resource Institute. Welcome back to the show, Ruth.
Thank you, Shaz. It's good to be back.
All right. Today, we're surviving the toddler years.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's the obvious question, Ruth. Who is a toddler? What's the defining age range or defining characteristic of a toddler?
Okay. A toddler is some one who just got out of infancy, between 1 to 3. You know the word toddler, you come with a movement called toddling.
Yes.
So when your child starts toddling, when he starts saying no, when you start giving temper tantrums, insisting on doing things his or her way, you've just entered the toddlerhood.
Fantastic. Okay, so what are some of the key changes that take place during the toddler years?
Well, for one thing, the toddler insists of doing things their way. The toddlers will tend to struggle with when you ask them to do something like come here, they would run away, or you know, eat your lunch. They would refuse to have the kind of food that you want. They want something else. Some toddlers start to want breakfast throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. So they're basically asserting their independence.
Asserting their independence, asserting their will. I think the will, the development of the will comes through at toddler's age.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So based on your experience, what are some of the most challenging issues that parents have to cope with during this period?
I think routines change. You know, before the toddler was a baby, feeding, no problem. Napping, there's no problem. Parents notice that toddlers don't like to nap that much as they did as mm-hmm. a baby. They insist on staying up. They don't eat that much. Sometimes they have problems with feeding. They tend to
be picky about their food choices.
They're picky with their food. They might cut down on their milk intake, and that really scares a lot of parents because before that, they were on baby food. They were on milk on a regular basis, and now routine starts changing.
Right.
Because the toddler says, I don't want to do this all the time.
And also, I suppose, power struggles are
obviously
a big issue, yeah?
Yes. And this little person who says, I want to try to do this my way. Mm-hmm. And the parent who can't accept that this toddler has become a person, insisting to dress the child in a certain way, puts the child to bed at a certain time. A lot of parents realize that toddlers are difficult to manage because they tend to say the word no.
Right, but surely the parent has the upper hand in this scenario.
Of course, you can pick the little package up and then
dump them in bed.
Put them in bed.
Okay, but being the parent of a toddler, you would also, you know, I guess, know what is best for your child. Like, for example, your child wants to go to bed at midnight. You know for a fact that he should go to bed at 8 or 9, 8:30, whatever. How do you... How do you balance this?
That's right. You see, routines in a child's life is very important. And at the age of toddlerhood, the child will start saying to, I don't want to go to bed now. But then if you have something fun to look forward to, you know, like a bedtime story, a song singing together, the child would go for bedtime.
Yeah.
Or if mealtimes is not a battleground, that every time is you know, the parents start shouting or the child start crying at mealtime, then they might eat up the food. And maybe a little independence in what kind of food that the child eats at mealtimes.
Keep an open dialogue. Try to, you know, share this power, I guess.
Share the power. Understand your child. You know that the child needs some space and some, moments to control things on his own. Give that.
Okay.
Kind of respect that need.
Yeah. Okay. Now, it's been said that the key to managing this challenging phase is to allow your child, you just said it, room to grow, explore
and
do all those
use
things.
The words. You know, there's so many ways the child can say something or do mm-hmm. something rather than one way that parents like it. Sometimes wearing clothes, you know, the child would not want to wear the kind of clothes you pick out. Even though you've been doing that for the last 2 years, and all of a sudden this toddler says, "No, I don't wear my favorite shirt," and he may want to wear it every day for the mm-hmm. next 5 days.
Right. Okay. That said, what about establishing boundaries and rules?
I think toddlers love boundaries. They love rules because that is a sense of having some form of control, some form of certainty in their lives. Because toddlers, as they're moving into the sense of independence, they're also going into a sense of insecurity. They know the things that they can do. They know the things they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening now is that if there's no boundaries, they get worried, and yet they fight with the parents over those boundaries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you strike the balance between your child wanting to grow and explore and you wanting to establish some boundaries and rules? What's the best way to strike this balance?
I think if you give some time, instead of insisting the child do certain things at this very moment, if you want it change, you tell the child, you know, come, let's try this. Or, you know, that's another way. Let's explore that. It's like a partnership. You don't go and tell your partner, we're going to do this now. You say, you give some time, you give some space, and then you share the kind of decision-making.
Right, okay.
And toddlers like that. They like to be treated with a little respect, you know. And then if you go their way, they go your way kind mm-hmm. of thing.
It's true, though. A lot of people, adults, tend to look at very young children, toddlers, in fact, as
people you can control?
Yes, people you can control. Not even people, really.
I know,
something
no.
Like a puppy, something you own and that should obey you and listen to you and do what you want it to do,
that's
you know?
That's right.
But I think that's something that we parents need to sort of step out of and consider them as just shorter versions of yourself and your spouse.
I think parents find it very hard, especially when a toddler becomes a person who's seeking independence, who's seeking some control over their lives, to share that. You know, parents find it very difficult to accept that happening. I remember one parent came back from his sabbatical and asked and telling me, what did you do to my daughter before I came, before I went off to my sabbatical? She was very obedient. She said everything, yes, daddy. And when I came back, she's like, no, daddy. I think parents need to accept that children have a mind of their own, given the room to grow, rather than insisting that they follow their way.
Okay, but this is very interesting. You should mention this. Developing good relationships with your little ones, your toddlers. How crucial, though, the balance of power, allowing them to grow, yet, you know, these boundaries, these rules, your, I suppose, seniority in the whole thing. How do we do this?
Parents must understand that toddlers are still struggling with a lot of, self-help skills, but yet they want to struggle. So how they got to figure out, parents got to observe the children carefully and figure out how they can kind of like work their way in supporting them in this struggle rather than taking over.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure a lot of parents out there have done this. They see their child, you know, struggling to put their shoes on. And then before you know it, the parents say, no time, we got to go there.
Hurry up.
And just shove the shoes on and grab the child and put him in the car. And I think the child, having gone through that experience, feels like, you never really given me much time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're going out and you know the child will want to insist on wearing his own shoes, give that time. You know what children need ahead of time.
Right.
Because the adult is the one who knows how to anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
The toddler goes by living the moment.
Yes.
So the parents, if you know that there will be a struggle, you know, with time and with who's doing what way, then make that, you know, give that child that room or kind of time yourself so you won't be like packed, you know, rushing here or there. But to give the child some, you know, time to warm up.
Yeah. How about this as an exercise? When you know you have free time, you're not going anywhere, get out the socks, get out the shoes, practice.
Yeah.
Make it fun.
Yeah, role play.
Yeah.
You know, role play. Play with your child to kind of figure out before you do something that mm-hmm. is that you actually have to rush off somewhere.
Right.
You know, give your child the time, you know, and sometimes give your child the words. Be your child's spokesperson. You know, one of the things that toddlers face is the limited vocabulary. They want to say a lot of things. They want to express their feelings, but they can't. So the parent has to be that spokesperson. The parent say, I know you're angry now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're very angry or you don't feel like doing this right now. Be his spokesperson. And I think if children hear their words, their feelings being expressed in words, and know that you know they're feeling that way, there won't be a power struggle.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.